Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and our conversation is with Dick Burke and Mark McCloy of the Office of the Chief Information Officer at HUD. Well, we know that HUD has completed an enterprise architecture plan in the last year. Could you tell us what this is and how you went about completing the plan?
Well, I might take a second just to say we didn't complete the plan. We've just begun, in fact. It is there isn't really a plan per se when you talk about enterprise architecture as much as it is a process for bringing all of the relevant parties together to make sure that the information technology appropriately supports the business mission and does it in a way that is, as Mark points out, if we get a decent return on that investment, that return is that we're able to deliver the message, get the information to whomever needs it at the right time and get the right information there. So the architecture helps you do that in the sense because it's basically divided up into four layers as we characterized it. You have the business architecture itself. What is HUD's business from a functional point of view? Then what information does it need in order to support those business lines? So you have an information layer, if you will, and that is architected in a particular way. Then the applications that data are manipulated by, and then the systems and the technologies that are utilized in those applications reside on. And you want to be able then clearly to interrelate those four layers. And so one of the processes that we were able to develop, or one of the help us, a tool, was a tool that we borrowed from the Customs Office, where it was initially developed. And this was a way to give us a picture of our current state of the architecture. And then you could go into any one of those levels and look up. Let's say if I went in the applications layer and I took a look at all of the applications that HUD has. We have 241 information systems at HUD. That tells you something a little bit. So we have right there. And you want to be able to look up to see, well, what data do those systems manipulate and in support of what business line? And then look down to be able to see, well, what is the architecture that it resides on? And you can come in at any layer and take a look at that. And look at those aspects. So if you want to then go in to modify the systems or develop a new system or eliminate one of the systems, hopefully that's one of the or achieve other goals, end obsolescence, reduce redundancies where appropriate, or introduce new technologies, you then have an ability to be able to say, okay, I want to carry out that project. How does that now impact my whole system, my whole architecture? And how am I now bringing that whole system along? Because this is a moving target. We have additional drivers. We have new laws that get passed, new policies by the new administration. You want to be able to accommodate those and to accommodate them quickly, because you cannot have this long 12, 18, 24-month window of opportunity. For most of the folks that come to HUD that are in political positions, that's their term here, and they want to get a response fairly quick. So you have to be able to respond quickly. You have levels of complexity here within, as anybody who deals in this field understands. So responding to both of those plus the changing technology really forces you to need to do this with engineer principles, with architecture in mind, and not simply happenstance as perhaps it has been done in the past.
What are the implications of enterprise architecture on IT capital investment?
Anytime you want to make a decision with regard to a particular project, and Mark, this really heads up this area, you want to be able to say, is this in conformance with where we as an organization, as an entity, want to go in information technology or not? And you need to be able to make that answer that question at a variety of levels. It may be in support of the business line appropriately, but it's not in tune with the appropriate technology. We may be collecting a lot of that information. As you well know, as most people in large organizations know, we collect a lot of different kinds of information, and sometimes we don't even know the data that we collect. And so in response to developing a new system, we may say, okay, let's develop a whole brand new system, and we'll go out one more time to the public and we'll ask those kinds of questions and get that data in. And we are already doing that. So we need to know already what data that we have. And in every one of these areas, you want to be able to do it as intelligently as possible, as in line with new technology, and at a cost, that is reasonable.
What lessons have you learned from this process?
How tough it is to get everybody on the same sheet of paper. Because this is a collaborative effort. This is not a group of architects who sit in the room and decide by themselves and then come out with a set of standards or guidelines. If anybody attempts to do that, we know that will fail. So it must be a collaborative effort with the business side as well as the IT side. As I was saying beforehand, coming from the business side, I appreciate that very much. In order to get buy-in from the business area, they need to participate in the development of the standards themselves and then approve them. So I think that is one big lesson that you've learned. Plus, it's very important to make sure that there is a process. Again, I go into that. There's a process for having the individual business areas come together and see the commonalities that they have. So at HUD, we have public and Indian housing, we have the Office of Housing, which is single family and multifamily, and we have community planning and development. Lots of times they operate in their own particular stovepipes. The systems get built appropriately as well. So in, to afford them the opportunity to come together to see how they some of the same common issues that they're dealing with some of the same clients, you know, and need to be addressed and need to be supported in IT with the common platforms, with common data elements, with common systems.
We also know that HUD has recently completed an e-government strategic plan. Could you tell us about this plan?
What we've done is gone out and take a look at both our business partners and our and the citizens and HUD folks themselves internally and say, how can we better connect with them utilizing the internet? And we did a couple of things, took a look across the entire panoply of programs that we have and identified certain particular areas that, that were appropriate, that worked for us, and then tried to project out into the future what are some other things we could do. For example, we sell 70,000 properties a year at HUD that come into our portfolio. And we have a lot of people who come to our internet page and say, gee, I've had a life-changing experience. You know, I've, you know, got divorced or just got to jail or something along that line. Can the federal government help me in terms of does it have a house that I might be able to apply to? So having that connection with the public directly is part of our internet strategy. As I mentioned beforehand, most of our business, though, is done through outside organizations, business partners. So the whole issue of how do we work with those business partners to serve citizens becomes critical for us. For us, it becomes very much government to business or government to government. And that our e-strategy emphasizes those areas in particular. HUD is very location specific. We are in 90,000 locations every day. So knowing where we are working across the entire enterprise is critically important. So one of the things that we have developed, and we'll just be rolling out this month, in fact, will be a presence on the internet, on our homepage, that is geographic information system that ties together a variety of data sources within HUD and answers the question, what is HUD doing in my area, in my congressional district or my city or even my neighborhood, and go and zero on down to that, answer those kinds of questions across the entire range of HUD's programs. That's useful. Those are some part and elements of the strategy itself.
HUD has also taken steps to improve its financial management of the IT capital investment process. Could you tell us more about these activities?
I think I can help on that. Last year, we really got into it heavy. My boss, Deborah Stouffer, actually was kind of the leader in putting the programs together, supported by our chief information officer, Gloria Parker. But the idea in capital planning and what we've done over the past is we try to establish a baseline. A baseline is established on schedule, a baseline is established on cost, and a baseline established on risk and technical involvement. And effectively, every quarter, we sit down with about 200 different projects and their project managers and find out how folks are doing against those plans that they originally created. And we use a term called earned value. The term earned value means where are you when you said you would be someplace in time and dollars expended. If you're behind schedule and have got some problems, then we try to help by slowing the project down some. If you're ahead of schedule, then and you need more money, then we're happy to try to move more money around within the organization so that you can make the day and your project a little bit better. So it's an involved process. It's checked often through technical reviews and these control reviews, and we try to do what's best globally for HUD.
Well, it's time for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes with more of the Business of Government Hour.